So she asked the small gray man in for a cup of yarb tea, just like she asked me, except that I'd had the manners to come down roaring and announcing myself. But the small gray man was very pleasant. He looked a bit smaller than most men. His skin was gray, his hair was gray, and his suit gray. The only thing odd about him was he had a box he wore on a strap around his neck and hung on his chest. He'd say something to this box, and then, presently, the box would speak English. The small gray man's voice was quiet and had different tones, and the box only had one tone, a monotone.
A vocoder,
said Johnny.
A portable translation device. A cyclotext describes them, but the cyclos don't use them.
Well, all right. But anyway, this small gray man asked her whether she had any newspapers. And no, because of course she'd never seen a newspaper. Few people have. And then he asked her whether she had any history books. And she was disappointed to have to tell him she had heard of a book, but didn't have any. Well, apparently he thought she didn't understand. So the small gray man made a lot of motions to indicate something printed on paper was what he wanted. So she got very helpful. Seems like somebody had bought some wool from her and given her a couple of those new credits in exchange, and explained what they were.
What credits?
Oh, you haven't seen them?
And Stormalong fished in his pockets and found one.
They pay us now, with these.
It was a one-credit note from the new Planetary Bank, and Johnny looked at it with casual interest. Then his attention riveted on the picture. A picture of him, waving a gun.
Oh.
He didn't think it was all that good a likeness, and also, it embarrassed him a bit. So anyway, Stormalong went on, the old woman had accepted them because of the picture of you. And she had one of them on the wall. And she sold it to the small gray man for the pocket knife, because she had another one she could put on the wall.
I should think that was a cheap price for the pocket knife, if it was as fancy as you say,
said Johnny. Well, Stormalong hadn't thought about that. But anyway, the small gray man finished his yarb tea and put the banknote away, very carefully, between two pieces of metal, and put them in an inside pocket. And then he thanked her and went back to the ship and said something to somebody inside and got in. He called back for the old woman not to come close and shut the door. And then there was a curl of flame and it rose up, and then all of a sudden it got as big as the whole sky and vanished. Yes, as Johnny said, probably a phenomenon of light. But it didn't fly like our ships, and it didn't teleport. It didn't seem to be Cyclo, what with the man being a small, gray man. Johnny had become very quiet. Some other alien race? Interested in Earth now that the Cyclos weren't here? He looked across the lake, puzzling about it. The storm was building even higher. Well, be that as it may, continued Stormalong, that wasn't why he was here. He fumbled in a flat case he carried for maps.
It's a letter from Kerr, and he said I had to bring it personally and not let it get out of my hands. I owe him favors, and he said if you didn't get it, the whole shaft would fall in. Here it is.